Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
When I was presented with this technology, I looked at it as a customer immediately. And it came out of Brigham's Women's Hospital, and they kind of turned around and said, hey, we just validated this in humans. Do you think this has animal health application? And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I could easily assess it, no problem. And there was nothing like it at all in the industry today.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. There are roughly 86 million head of cattle and 74 million head of hogs in the U.S. That's according to USDA. Those numbers flat year over year. That in a market where the demand for animal protein expected to be up 5% by 2033. It's a math equation that creates challenge, but also creates opportunity for innovation. And one leader joins us now who is pioneering innovation in the space. Welcome, Leanne Hart, co-founder and CEO of Virility. Leanne, it is a delight to see you.
It is great to be here. It's good to see you in person again.
It is going to be a really fun discussion today. The work you're leading in fertility, I think, is so important. Before we jump in, you're spending time with producers, you're spending time with veterinarians. Give us a feel. Where is the market today? What are some of those challenges that folks are facing?
I think the animal production market is definitely growing. It's been consistently growing and transforming. And I think I like what you said best in a recent publication around everybody. Agriculture is an industry that touches everyone. And I've always thought that and said that everyone needs to eat and be healthy. And I feel like we're definitely leveraging new technology. Because of that, we're really starting to gain some momentum. You know, in animal production, especially in our pillars of genetics and reproduction, health, nutrition, harvesting, I'm really seeing within the last 5 to 7 years versus 10 to in the last 20. AI, artificial intelligence, I kind of go the artificial insemination route sometimes, but AI for this point is artificial intelligence sensors, data analytics. And a lot of that has to do with that remote monitoring aspect, because as producers, you can't always be there all the time. There's a lot of things on your to-do list and not a lot of people to do them. And so it becomes really tough also in our environments because they're high pressure cooker type of environments that with very complex and business and animal systems where it can be difficult to intake some of this innovation that's coming our way. And especially if it still considers skilled labor or it's difficult to implement on farm. And so we as startups have to really consider that.
I couldn't agree more. I think the reality here is this is mission critical. When you look at ag bioscience, food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, agriculture, it's mission critical. It has to be done right. And you've taken, I think, a really unique slice of this economy, focused in animal health, and said, look, one of the challenges that we have is animal fertility. Talk a little bit about this problem that you see and the challenge that you've solved or solving with Virility.
You brought up the need for more meat and dairy protein in the coming years, and that's really going to fall on the backs of breeders and producers. One thing that we know is that conception rate, so the beginning of the value, the very beginning of the value chain, conception rates are highly correlated with producer profitability and food sustainability. So that's the crux of the situation. And right now, it's difficult to get animals pregnant, just the same as people. It can be very difficult. In fact, up to 50% of the time, depending upon species, they're actually not getting pregnant. And
wow.
This is affecting billions of dollars of production and food sustainability obviously affects a food supply. So we're having to deal with it because I'll say this, semen analysis, detecting ovulation on farm is really difficult to do. And in fact, to me, the holy grail, which is the ovulation detection part, is even more so difficult, but it provides the latitude of improvement of our processes and the tools that we use.
How does a farmer, how does a rancher, how does a producer today manage that? What's the current operating mode? And then what do you do that's different and bring them new capability?
Let's take swine, the swine industry. This is the first market that we're going to enter. Right now, they do or conduct manual testing with sows and gilts. And that lends itself to them having to purposefully maximize their fertility. Well, what does that mean? That basically means that they're doing multiple inseminations per animal per cycle. So that means multiple semen doses, a lot of labor involved, and a lot of costs. And so basically what we're kind of coming in and saying is that we have a AI mobile device platform called Fertilize that allows us to provide them with a snapshot of fertility. Ovulation detection is really variable. It has touch points based on environment and these very, very complex biological processes. So you can imagine the variability that's involved just anyway. And so here we're coming in with our device called Fertilize. We would be considered the only accurate, affordable, fast, and profitable AI device that's out on the market today that provides the producer the ability to know when to breed. It's like having a microscope and a skilled lab technician in the palm of your hand. We were able to validate the semen analysis portion of our platform up at Purdue University back in 2021. And we've recently, within the last couple of months, just validated it in sows for ovulation detection. So we actually were able to prove that we had this improved reproductive performance compared to current standards while also delivering this producer profitability. So improved reproductive performance, decrease in semen doses, labor, costs, also improving genetic quality of the animal. So to do something like this is pretty amazing. I didn't know that I would see it in my lifetime.
Transformational feels oftentimes overused, but it really does feel like this is transformational for those producers, again, farmers, veterinarians, those that are working with Fertilize. Let's talk about the product specifically. What's it look like? How are they using it? Trying to manifest in my mind what this thing would actually be.
We have what I would consider all three pillars of the stool. We've put together what we call an ovulation detection system. So it has its own dynamic protocol that's customizable by farm and by animal. We also have saliva collection and processing devices that we've created from the ground up. There's nothing out there like that today. And then we have our AI model. So we've got all the components to be able to bring an institute in a way with the producer that allows them to implement it in a very not needing highly skilled labor, a very easy manner.
Leanne, we're going to dig into artificial intelligence and your background from big co to small co to blockbuster. We're going to do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Leanne Hart, co-founder and CEO of Virility. Leanne, you've mentioned, we've talked a little bit about artificial intelligence, but we got to dig deep. Help us understand, how are you using artificial intelligence in the product today, and what does it ultimately materialize for in terms of results to producers?
The core of our artificial intelligence, that's a major subject in and of itself, right? I mean,
goodness.
But our core is image processing. And so we're utilizing the ability to look at ovulation detection in very subtle ways, basically not needing an expert. And so we have developed our own neural networks using massive amounts of proprietary data. So the most powerful thing about this is that It can be run on our own device. It does not need Wi-Fi. It does not need, you know, the cloud. So you get that real fast result analysis at your fingertips right away.
Critical for rural.
Critical, right?
Yes.
Critical. Because you, I mean, you get a thunderstorm and everything goes
right
out, even if you do have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I have to worry about that later this afternoon. So we run all completely on the device. And so we've created what I would say is an accessible, cutting edge AI technology for ag-centric use, in specifically for commercial breeding on farm. I mean, it is incredible.
So, Leanne, I have to imagine, even as we got started today, like, can you believe this is where we are? I mean, just wild. Rewind the clock. You're at Elanco. You're going at Elanco, second largest independent animal health company in the world, headquartered here in Indianapolis. You're going up through the ranks, you're doing your thing, you've got a good gig, and at some point you go, you know, I think this startup thing may have something that's attractive. And not only was it that, is I think it's going to be on fertility. You have to walk us through the decision to take the leap from Big Co to Start Co, and then the focus on fertility.
It is so funny. I would actually take you back a little bit further.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. So I went to Purdue, I mentioned, and received my bachelor's and master's in the School of Agriculture, where I learned inside and out breeding and reproduction. Got my animal sciences degree and then followed that up with my master's in breeding and genetics. When I left there and started working for Elanco, in parallel to that, I was breeding and racing thoroughbred racehorses. So I completely understood the dynamics of breeding, and I understood the pain. And I also totally get this high risk, high reward breeding environment that we end up being when you play in this space. And so when I was presented with this technology, I looked at it as a customer immediately. And it came out of Brigham's Women's Hospital, and they kind of turned around and said, hey, we just validated this in humans. Do you think this has animal health application? And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I could easily assess it, no problem. And there was nothing like it at all in the industry today. And so I would love to have something like this by myself, you know, at my farm. We all know that having veterinarians around is really tough in ag and livestock. And so when you're out in the middle of nowhere and to have something like this that doesn't need a skilled worker, that's not very expensive, that I could operate on my own and it's easy to do. Wow, that's pretty neat.
Oh, Leanne, it's incredible. I love when a problem that's personal is connected to innovation. It's incredible. You have been leading this innovation now 6 years.
Yeah.
Clearly you've had success, but my hunch is it's not been all straight, smooth line up and to the right. There are always a lot of entrepreneurs who spend time with us and who listen to Ag Bioscience, watch Ag Bioscience. What do you say to them? What lessons can you share from this journey that could be instructive as they're trying to figure this out?
I would say a couple things. So from the startup perspective, I think you have to have patient capital. You have to have a very, very resilient team. I mean, I'm not up here doing it by myself. In fact, I look at my teammates as heads and tails way above where I'm at. And I've talked about that before. They're geniuses. I just hope it rubs off on me. And then you also have to have very realistic timelines. And you got to put all that together and calculate forward, where do I need to be by when? Because even if you're not getting investor money, you got to get yourself back in check with your calculations and where you want to be in the future. So I think all of that from a startup perspective is what we need to be thinking about. Now, from a customer or producer perspective in ag, I think you have to have proof. Proof is in the pudding, as we all know. So you have to have a really good value proposition. So that means, you know, we're a B2B type of scenario in ag. You have to make sure that the ROI for that producer is real clear cut. It's really easy to understand. And then on top of that, you got to build trust. Somebody once said, trust is your best salesman. And I couldn't agree more. And so, you know, you got to make sure that you adequately communicate, not just the benefits, you sell, 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 but you also got to adequately communicate your limitations around that technology. And then you got to conduct those customer trials. You got to validate on farm. The producers, our customers, are putting a lot on the line just to have you at the table. There's a lot of risk on them. You know, their families at risk, their businesses at risk, what they're working for. And I mentioned it's a high pressure environment for them. And so to stop and bring in an innovation, you got to make sure to do that right. And so if you can encapsulate that, I think that would be helpful.
Super sage advice and well walked by many. We can see examples on both sides of this equation where it's gone really well and where others have tried to shortcut it. There's no shortcut. We have time for one more question, Leigh, and I think this one's really critical. As you continue to scale the technology, give us a peek. What's next?
Well, we are initiating what I would call a pioneer launch plan. And that's exactly what I was just kind of talking about. So we're going to bring out the proof that we just recently demonstrated, and then we're going to start those customer trials, build that trust. We're going to forge ahead with the customers, but be very mindful and respectful of their business. We're going to deliver that very carefully, and we're going to build that around them. And so I think in parallel to all of that, we're also looking to close a Series B $12 million round for later this summer. So that's what's on my ticket moving forward.
I love super clear and just a wonderful path ahead. Leigh-Ann Hart, co-founder, CEO of Realty, a delight to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, while you're online, check us out at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.